Turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 3 as we look at the title, Crossing Your Jordan, tonight. Wonderful study of Joshua. And last week we saw where they sent the two spies into Jericho. And now as we come to crossing your Jordan, and not crossing the Jordan, but your Jordan, so we can make some applications here. Whenever we look at the scripture and we see the crossing of the Red Sea and the crossing of Jordan, there's a lot of applications for us. Usually the Jordan River was about 100 feet across, but at harvest time, it was about 50 times wider, over a mile wide. We'll see that in chapter 4, how it overspread its boundaries. And God brought them across the Jordan River at a time when everyone would have to know that it was God who did that, because it wasn't a small river at the time that they crossed over. And so we know whenever Moses crossed over the Red Sea, that is a picture of salvation, because the Israelites were enslaved to the Egyptians. And we read in 1 Corinthians how that is an example to us, how we have been delivered from sin and the slavery of sin, and we have been set free. Then when we come to crossing the Jordan River, that is a picture of victorious living and also a picture of deliverance, not from sin to salvation, because that already happened, but it's a picture of living victoriously in Christ, being delivered from our own selfish wanderings, because the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And if you look at a straight route from where they crossed the Red Sea to go into the Canaan land, even though there were about a couple million of them there, it's been estimated that it would take that crowd of people making a direct route 11 days. But it took them 40 years to get there. And oftentimes people are saved. They have spiritually crossed the Red Sea, but they don't really have the victory in Christ. They continue wandering and wandering where God has a more direct route to where we can have that victorious living in Christ. And we'll see how we can cross our Jordan and have that victory tonight. First of all, there are 8 steps that we'll see. Step with God is the first one. And we begin reading in chapter 3. I'll read the first 3 verses there from Joshua chapter 3. Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. It came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it." There. We have to remove from our place. If we're going to cross over the Jordan, if we're going to have victory, we have to leave from where we are. There has to be faith. And the Ark of the Covenant is going with them, it tells us in verse 3. And the Ark of the Covenant represents the very presence of God. So we know that whenever we remove from the place where we are and decide to go forward, we know that the very presence of God is with us. Even more so in a theological sense, because we have the Holy Spirit of God living in us at all times. And the Ark of the Covenant was there showing forth the presence of God. In this chapter, the Ark of the Covenant is mentioned 10 times. And in the next chapter, the Ark of the Covenant is mentioned 7 times. So 17 times in these 2 chapters is talking about the presence of God is with them. And if we're going to have victory in our walk with the Lord, it won't happen apart from the presence of God in our lives and having faith in Him, leaving our comfort zone. Remove from your place, your comfort zone, and go. Well, the second thing we see, we must space ourselves in verse 4. It says, "Yet when there shall be a space between you and it," that is the Ark of the Covenant there. And so here, God is allowing only the Levites to be around the Ark of the Covenant. It says, "Leave a space, 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near it, that you may know the way by which you must go. For you have not passed this way heretofore. And so they were able to see it. And by following it, they had the direction they needed to know. And so we are spiritual Levites. We are priests unto God. And we can easily see how to follow the Lord. God gives us guidance through His Word. And so we space ourselves, because if we don't, we can make the mistake of getting ahead of God. And we don't need to get ahead of God. We need to follow Him and His leading there, and walk by faith and not by sight there. Well, the third thing we see that we must do if we're going to cross our Jordan is sanctify ourselves. It says, Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And we can't go with God the way He wants us to go if our lives are not sanctified. That word, of course, means holy, set apart to the Lord. And so we have to examine ourselves. Here they were getting ready to move forward and by faith go over the Jordan. But before they could go forward, they had to examine their own hearts and make sure that their own hearts were clean and pure before the Lord. That's what we do. We should do it, not just at communion, but certainly on communion days, we have that. We examine ourselves and ask God to show us anything in our lives that would be unsanctified, unholy, and we have opportunity to confess those things and get them right with God. And so if we're not sanctified, we're wandering in the wilderness. But God wants us to examine our lives and go from the place where we are and keep an eye on the Ark of the Covenant, follow after the Lord's presence, and make sure that we're sanctified and our heart is right with the Lord. Then the next thing, we'll pick up some verses in between them in just a little bit, but drop down to verse 15. And as they that bear the Ark, that is the Levites, were come to Jordan, the feet of the priests that bear the Ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. And so now there was just an overflow of the banks there, and it was going to be impossible to get across apart from the Lord's miraculous work that He was about to do with them. And so they're going to go across now at a time that seems impossible. And sometimes in our lives, when we want to have victory in the Lord, we feel like there's something weighing us down. There's something that's standing in the way. There's a wilderness, and it's going to take me 40 years to get there. And God wants us to step out in faith. Going back to verse 4, as I read earlier, that last part of verse 4 says, ye have not passed this way heretofore. So whenever we are embarking on some new adventures or some new job or some new witness to someone, we haven't gone this way before. And God is with us, and we can trust Him. God is going to honor Joshua. In verse 7, the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to magnify thee. Then over in chapter 4, verse 14, He said the same thing. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua. And so here the Lord is honoring Joshua. Faith honors the Lord, and the Lord honors those who walk by faith. And He's honoring Joshua because Joshua is walking by faith, and the waters are overflowing. Verse 16, it says, the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaretan. And the city of Adam was about 20 miles north of where they were going. And so the water was just, they weren't going to cross on their own. And God is going to work this miracle. The same miracle that God worked to bring them across the Red Sea, God's going to do it again. He's going to open up Jordan and they're going to cross. Well, they're going to sanctify themselves. They're going to have a space between the Ark of the Covenant, and they're going to make sure they're with the presence of God, following Him, and they're doing it in faith because they haven't gone this way before. But then we see God says, stand still. So sometimes God tells us to go forward. Sometimes God tells us to stand still. Verse 8 says, "Thou shalt command the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan there." And there's a time for us to remove from our place, like verse 3 says, and there's a time for us to stand still. That's why we must depend upon God, His Holy Spirit, to guide us through the Word of God. So we know, when do we go forward? When do we stand still? And we certainly don't want to get ahead of God there. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." And as we step with the Lord, we allow the Lord to direct us. D.L. Moody, and his book where he had comments on the book of Proverbs as he's writing, he wrote in his notes that not only does the Lord direct his steps, he also directs his stops. So sometimes the Lord tells us to walk with him and follow, and sometimes he tells us to stand still. And that's why it's so important that we go back to number 3 and sanctify ourselves, because the Lord's not as interested in us moving forward or standing still until we have examined our own hearts and our motives, and those are right with the Lord. And then he will give us the answer that we want so that we can cross over the Jordan and have the victorious life that God wants us to have. So begin picking it up in verse 9. "And Joshua said to the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant," there's the presence of God, "the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Now therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every man a tribe, and it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap." So Joshua says, they're going to stand up, and you're going to get to see it. God's going to do a miraculous thing here. Now drop down to verse 17. "And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they stood firm on dry ground there. And so that is the next thing God wants us to do, to stand firm. They stood firm on dry ground. And we need to do that. We need to stand firmly on the foundation of the Word of God. Even if we're standing alone, the foundation of the Word of God is, it's not going to crash. It's not going to crumble. We can stand upon it there. We sing a song, "Standing on the Promises of God." And even when we're going through circumstances and we're going away we've not gone before, God says, trust Him. Stand firm on the Word of God. And God's going to open up the Jordan. God's going to show you something you've never seen before. You haven't gone this way before. And God has something special for you. And whenever we trust Him and we follow the Ark of the Covenant, as it were, we've examined our hearts. We know when to stand still. We know when to go forward. But we're going to stand firmly on the promises of God. And then when we do that, the next thing we do, number 7, we step forward. "They stood firm on the ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan." Don't you love the way it says that? They were passed clean over Jordan there. And so they're moving forward there. And God wants us to go forward. And sometimes going forward is not easy. Sometimes it's going against the flow. It's going against the crowd there. But God says, go forward. I'm going to be with you. And you have His presence in your life. You have the Word of God. You have the Holy Spirit. We can trust Him. And God doesn't want us to wander in the wilderness. God wants us to be victorious. He has something better for us. Well, the last thing we see is in chapter 4 that He tells them to do, and that's to set up a memorial. And so we'll look at a few verses here in this chapter and maybe pick up some of it next week whenever we come back to Joshua. Verse 7, particularly, let's start with that one, then we'll back up. Then you shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And so here's the memorial. God says that whenever your children come and ask you, you tell them that this is a memorial for God. Now back up to verse 1. It came to pass when all the people were clean passed over. When God does something, He does it completely, doesn't He? Verse 2, Joshua said, take 12 men out of the people, out of every man of tribe, and command them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm. Now, where did the feet stand firm? Right in the middle. And so 12 stones, it says, and carry them with you and leave them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every man of tribe. Joshua said in verse 5, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. So there were 12 stones that they were taking. Verse 6, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? And then Joshua says, this is a memorial. This is to remind us that whenever we had wandered and wandered and wandered and we were defeated, God did a miraculous thing. God opened up the waters of Jordan and we all went clean over Jordan, and God gave us the victory there. Now drop down to verse 18. A few more things I'll share before we finish up. Verse 18, it came to pass when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place, and they flowed over all his banks as they did before. And the people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And now, where they had set up the memorial, the waters have come back, and now all the stones are covered for now. Because remember, in this time of the year, all the waters overflow. So who's going to see the memorial now? God's going to see it. God can see below the waters. And the memorial that they're making is first and foremost a commitment to God. It's a memorial to God, to what He has done. And then later in their lives, then when the waters go back, their children will see the stones when it is not harvest time, and then they also will know that God did a wonderful work for them. The power and the faithfulness of God. They clean passed over there. Go back to verse 9. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark stood. And there they are until this day, until the writing of this book. Don't know about today where they might be. But the faith of God's people, only God could see these stones under the water, and they trusted God. God honored Joshua because Joshua had faith. God honors faith. Faith honors God. And we need to trust God. He wants us to move forward. He wants us to get out of the wilderness. And not only Joshua, we can go all the way back and we can ask Noah, and he can tell us how by faith he was victorious. Moses, Daniel, three Hebrew children, the disciples in a ship, the Apostle Paul, they can all testify of how their faith gave them victory. And what if someone were to ask you or to ask me? We should be able to give the same answer, that God has not only carried me over the Red Sea, God has carried me spiritually over Jordan and has given me victory so that I'm not wandering aimlessly through the wilderness, but where God wants me to be, serving Him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the faith of Joshua, the leadership of Joshua. And Lord, I pray that you would help us individually and as a church body, Lord, that we might move forward, that we might know when to go, we might know when to stand still, but whether we're doing either one, we want to stand firmly on the Word of God and allow your Spirit to guide us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.